Translation. Diti thought, Indra considers his body eternal, and thus he has become unrestrained. I therefore wish to have a son who can remove Indra's madness. Let me adopt some means to help me in this. Purport. One who is in the bodily conception of life is compared in the Shastras to animals like cows and asses. Diti wanted to punish Indra, who had become like a lower animal. Text 27 and 8. Iti bhavena sabhatur achachara sakrit priyam shushushayanuragena prashayena demena cha bhaktya paramayara jan mano gyai balgupashitai mano jagraha bhavagya samita panga vikshanai. Thinking in this way, with a desire for his son to kill Indra, Diti began constantly acting to satisfy Kashyapa by her pleasing behavior. O king, Diti always carried out Kashyapa's orders very faithfully as he desired. With service, love, humility, and control, with words spoken very sweetly to satisfy her husband, and with smiles and glances at him, Diti attracted his mind and brought it under her control. Purport. When a woman wants to endear herself to her husband and make him very faithful, she must try to please him in all respects. When the husband is pleased with his wife, the wife can receive all necessities, ornaments, and full satisfaction for her senses. Herein this is indicated by the behavior of Diti. Verse 29. Evang striya jadi bhuto vidvana bimanogyaya bhadam mityaha bibasho natach chitram hiyoshiti. Although Kashyapa was a learned scholar, he was captivated by Diti's artificial behavior, which brought him under her control. Therefore, he assured his wife that he would fulfill her desires. Such a promise by a husband is not at all astonishing. And last verse we're going to read, text 30. Bilokyai kanta bhutani bhutanyado prajapati striyang chakre svadehardhang yaya pungsang matirhita. In the beginning, this is a very interesting verse, listen to this. In the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma, the father of the living entities of the universe, saw that all the living entities were unattached. To increase population, he then created woman from the better half of man's body. For woman's behavior carries away a man's mind. Purport. This entire universe is going on under the spell of sexual attachment, which was created by Lord Brahma to increase the population of the entire universe, not only in human society, but also in other species. As stated by Rishabhadev in the fifth canto, Pungsak Sriya Mituni Bhava Mitam, the entire world is going on under the spell of sexual attraction and desire between man and woman. When man and woman unite, the hard knot of this attraction becomes increasingly tight, and thus a man is implicated in a materialistic way of life. This is the illusion of the material world. This illusion acted upon Kashyapa Muni, although he was very learned and advanced in spiritual knowledge. As stated in Manu Samhita 2215, and Srimad Bhagavatam 9.19.17, Matra Svasra Duhitrava Naviviktasano Bhavet Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvang Sangha Pikashati. A man should not associate with a woman in a solitary place, not even with his mother, sister, or daughter. For the senses are so strong that they lead astray even a person advanced in knowledge. When a man remains in a solitary place with a woman, his sexual desires undoubtedly increase. Therefore, the words ekanta bhutani, which are used here, indicate that to avoid sexual desires, one should avoid the company of women as far as possible. Sexual desire is so powerful that one is saturated with it if he stays in a solitary place with a woman, with any woman, even his mother, sister, or daughter. Om agyanatam inandasya agyanandana shilakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shi guru vein maha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this verse kind of, it explains everything. To think about it, everything that's going on. We say that it's love that makes the world go round. And when I was growing up, I felt like there's something going on here that I would like to get to the bottom of. Something going on here that I don't want to just throw myself into without questioning it. And this verse kind of goes a long way to explaining what's going on here that we don't want to just go along with without questioning it. Because it's explained that in the beginning, before anything started, the living entities were, according to Lord Brahma's judgment, they were unattached. The word used is, I don't know how this breaks down, if there's any pundits here, but Ekanta bhutani. It seems to indicate some kind of non-differentiation. Eka. The material world is a place of duality, male and female. And in the beginning there was ekanta bhutani. And because of this, Lord Brahma observed that people were unattached and therefore unmotivated. Now, what would move everything? Imagine if London just ground to a halt. Everything just stopped. Everyone just thought, where am I going? What am I doing? So Lord Brahma thought, let me introduce something which will keep everything moving all the time for everybody. So, thinking like this, from, it's stated here, the better half of the man's body, he created the woman. And woman, he empowered to bewilder the mind of a man in such a way that he will be in constant motion, constantly trying to do something. And the fuel, it's clarified here. The fuel is the attraction between this attraction between man and woman. And Prabhupada quotes the famous verse by Rishabhadev. Pungsa striyamitu nibhavamitam tayol mito ridayaganti mahur ato grihakshatra sutapta bitai janasya moho yamahamameti. And there's absolutely I mean, everyone can experience there's absolutely no escaping this force. Is there? Is it avoidable? It's supreme. You can't avoid it. In all ages and all sections of society. And it's such a strong, powerful force that there's not even one insect or one plant or one creature or creepy crawly or anything who's free from this this foundation of material existence, this mitunagar, the shackles of sexual attraction. Sexual means between gender, between the genders. Male to female and female to male. This is the shackles. This is the great secret which is keeping the jiva in the material body. The chains. He's in a prison and he's chained to the wall. Nan Magni Pramada Nama Grita Kumba Samak Puman. A woman is compared to fire, and the man is like a Grita Kumba. A Grita Kumba is a butter pot, like Kumba is a pot, and Grita butter or ghee. And we cannot dream or imagine that the butter will not melt. And so therefore in a civilized society, the association between men and women is very greatly restricted. I'm just reading a book by Dhira Govinda about their preaching in Israel. Anyone read this book? About the Druze? Krishna, Israel and the Druze. No one's read it? Which one? American PhD Dhira. It's very nice. In the 80s, they were preaching in Israel, which no one had done before, and they found that actually there's this community of people called the Druze, who their philosophy is in many points it's like Krishna consciousness. They believe in reincarnation, and anyway, they received the devotees very nicely and took many, many, many books over the years. But he you know, he comments on many facets of Israel life, and the Muslims, they you know, they're very strict rules. I mean, you know, we know you can only see the eyes of a woman generally, the strict Muslims. So whatever else we think about Muslim ways, this is you know, it's a reminder that because Krishna says dhyayato bishayan pungsang, the this is a two verse progression which ends with what's the final thing in this dhyayato bishayan pungsang Sangas Teshu Pujayate. What in English, what's the final, what's the destination? Yeah, pranashati means everything's finished. You fall down into the material pool. And the first thing is dhyayato, observation with contemplation. Observation is unavoidable, but contemplation is not unavoidable. So the material life is dangerous. It's danger at every step. But anyway, this point is being made here, and it's our duty to expand upon the points made in the purport. that contact between men and women needs to be restricted, and Vanashram Dharma does this very nicely. Prabhupada says that the purpose of Vanashram Dharma is to reduce the sex desire more and more. And you see that we're taken. Because, you know, Vedic civilization is very realistic. It's very realistic. It recognizes the situation that the jiva is in. And so we start with Brahmachari Guru Kule. Because this is the situation, the jiva has taken birth in a body which has senses, and the sense objects are present. So, therefore, Brahmachari Guru Kule. The Brahmachari should go to the place of the Guru. That's the place to go when you start. Go to the Guru Kule. Or go to Bhaktivedanta Manor. Bhaktivedanta Manor is Gurukul. If you didn't go to Gurukul, never mind, it's never too late to start. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Guraritam. And with a strict vow, you act Guraritam for the benefit of the Guru. Don't act for your own benefit. Not a good idea. Act for the benefit of the Guru. What does he want? Okay, let me do this. And then, acharan dashavan nicho, strictly controlling the senses, the tongue, mainly the tongue, belly and genitals, but the eyes see the mukundalingale adarshana drisho, the nose, tulasya madarpanam. The nose smells the fragrant flowers and tulasi buds offered to the Lord, etc. The tongue tastes. This is what Maharaj Ambarish did intelligently. He used all his senses, engaged him in the service of the Lord. And then Guru Sudrida Saurida. With a great vow, the Brahmachari, and on the basis of a firm feeling of friendship, of trust for the Guru. Because it's a surrender. We could do anything. Human life is a crossroads, and you have independence. You can go do what you like, cultivate whatever you want. So, but because the Brahmachari trusts the Guru, he has faith in the Guru, on the basis of this firm friendship, he accepts the discipline and the chastisement of the Guru. So, by doing this, the Brahmachari learns two things. One is that nothing belongs to me. And the other is that this place is not my home. And then the next ashram, on this foundation of Brahmacharya, the next ashram will be a different affair than, you know, if we don't follow the Brahmacharya way. And by the end of the Grihastha ashram, at the age of 50, one is ready to leave home, travel with his wife to holy places, and start to very seriously think about his destination and the purpose of life. And then after Varnashram Dharma, Vanaprastha, then he's ready to live a little outside the village and not have contact with his wife anymore. and then four stages of sannyas, gradually moving away to the point of brahmachar, acting spiritually, just acting only on the spiritual platform. And then time of death comes, and if he's done it nicely, then he's free. So the purpose of Vanashram Dharma is to reduce the lust. Lust is reduced by this system, by higher taste, by the association of devotees, and by hearing about Krishna. When we realize that this material world, the show that this material world puts on, is not real life. When we realize that that I come from the spiritual world, the spiritual world is my real home. Then we can talk about renunciation by higher taste, by getting a higher taste. So the lust has to be recognized. Krishna says, Kama esha krodha esha rajaguna samudbhava mahashana mahapatma vidyanami vayunam. All devouring mahashana mahapatma, all devouring sinful vayunam, the enemy. Lust is the enemy. The enemy of this world. So it's a good idea to be able to recognize it. And Chaitanya Charitamrita points out that Atmendriya Priti Bancha Tare Bali Kam. The urge of the senses, that's called lust. So, and it resides in the intelligence. The intelligence, when one is lusty, the intelligence becomes bewildered, starts thinking in an unbeneficial way. And this has to be identified immediately, because jayato vishayan pungsang sangasteshu bhajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat kodi bhajayate. Therefore, it's stated that in the very beginning, one should regulate the senses. This can mean in the beginning of life, brahmachari life. It can also mean before it starts, when contemplation takes place or observation takes place. At that moment, one should regulate the senses, because lust is like you see something on the ground, something moving. So out of curiosity, you take it, and you pull, and you find that it's a snake. So, therefore, the Vedas recommend that in the very beginning, one should regulate the senses. By superior intelligence, one should regulate the activities of the senses. Maharaj Ambarish engaged that calm, that lust, in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. In this way, we don't try to negate anything. The devotee is living fully. That's the nice thing about Krishna consciousness. The devotee recognizes he recognizes the relation of everything with Krishna. You know, Rupa Goswami says that prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Prapanchikataya buddhya means that the way of thinking which tells you that hari sambandhi vastuna, those things which are actually related to Krishna, prapanchikataya buddhya. It means that way of thinking which by which you just give them up. not understanding that they're related to Krishna. Mumukshubi Purityago Vairagam Palgu Kachite. He said, this is not renunciation. This is not proper renunciation. This is false renunciation. So the devotee is not one of these Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. Mitya, we get this English word myth. Mythical, it's mythical, it doesn't really exist. Jagan Mitya, the universe is false. It's an illusion. It's illusory, but everything has its relationship with Krishna. So this is the nice thing about Krishna consciousness and the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that everything can be used in the service of Krishna. And this gives the this gives a full life of feasting and dancing and discussing and associating and everything. Dressing nicely, and everything is related to Krishna. And only when we use everything to give back to Krishna are we actually, otherwise we are disconnected, we're cut off from the whole. We are part of something, we're part of Krishna. And like a hand is part of the body, so by acting in Krishna consciousness, we're connected to the whole. And Krishna, who's all pervading, we say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This means the all pervading Supreme Lord, I offer my humble obeisances. Because by him everything is going on. This whole illusion of sex life is going on under his supervision. Maya Dyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. In fact, the whole show, Idam Hi Vishvam Bhagavani Vaitaro, the whole show is, it's not something other than Krishna. It is Krishna. It's Krishna's energy. So, but this is not understood by those who believe that to satisfy my senses is the purpose of my existence. It's understood by those who have come to the point, this point of, you know, what am I doing here? Why am I suffering? Kene ami jaritapatraya. Why is everybody suffering? It is an extraordinary thing that, you know, everybody is suffering, but still everybody's thinking that I won't suffer. Everybody is dying, but not me. I won't die somehow. I once asked my father when he was going to retire. He said, oh, I'm not going to retire. I'm just going to go on and on. But so the whole universe is Krishna. And because the whole universe is Krishna, there has never, ever been one person anywhere who didn't get old and then die. Ever. This is the what's that? Krishna Sarva Mrityu Harash Chaham. Everything here is Krishna, and this is another Krishna. The death is coming, approaching, and it starts on the day you're born. Death is coming, death is coming, death is coming. And when he gets close, the warnings come. You have to borrow someone's reading glasses. You can only climb trees for an hour and a half when you could do it for 4 hours before. This is Krishna, he's coming, giving the warning. Get ready, get out, get attached to me, get serious, don't hold on. Krishna is very kind. He comes in so many ways to remind us. And so we should take advantage of the wonderful situation which we have. The wonderful situation is the human form of life, because if we're not in the human form of life, you know what I heard? I heard that the demigods, the demigods cannot initiate the spiritual inclinations. Has anyone heard that before? They can't suddenly decide to get spiritual like humans can, like we can. That independence is only in the human form of life. Now, the animals certainly can't. They can only be animals. They can't decide, they can't think, well, you know, all us dogs, you know, we're really suffering, we just, maybe I should go along to the temple and, you know, check it out. So human life, you know, we're very fortunate. We've got the opportunity to change our minds, change our hearts. And it's short. Life is short. And we're very fortunate to have this ISKCON society and this Bhaktivedanta Manor. This is such a wonderful place. You know, I've been many places in the world, and this is wonderful. It's just like Vaikuntha. You can completely forget about everything when you're here. Very nice atmosphere. I feel very fortunate to be able to come here and have your association, and the very nice sober atmosphere and proper behavior, and Krishna is the center of everything. Very colorful life. Nice prasadam, beautiful deities, nice kirtan. So many opportunities in Krishna consciousness. So we should take it seriously and not look back. So is there any discussion? Ishta Gosti.